This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, October 9th. Friday is the last day to register to vote in the November 4th municipal elections. Voters can still register during early voting, but they will be asked to use a provisional ballot. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st. Absentee by mail requests must be received by October 21st, and those must be returned by 7:30 p.m. on election day. We have much more in this story on our website. Gates opened at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair today at 4 p.m. They'll be open again at 11 on Friday and Saturday and 1 p.m. Sunday. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit their website at columbuscountyfair.com. City of Whiteville broke ground Tuesday on the Madison Street Park downtown. The park is on the site of the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center, which was damaged in three floods and a major fire. The park will feature open areas, a bandstand, and a lighted walking trail. Much of the $1.3 million cost for Phase 1 is being paid for through state grants. The first candidate in the 2026 U.S. Senate races to visit Columbus County will be here Friday. Republican Don Brown is running for the nomination that would put him up against former Governor Roy Cooper, the Democrat. Brown and Michael Whatley are vying for the Republican nomination. Now, Brown will be attending the Columbus County Agricultural Fair Friday afternoon. In state news today, Democrat State Representative Cecil Brockman of Guilford County was held under no bond on charges that he raped a 15-year-old. Brockman is the only openly gay member of the state house. Media reports and legislators said Brockman, age 41, was charged with indecent liberties with a minor and statutory rape. He allegedly tried to use his position as a state house member to contact the victim in a hospital. Representative Brandon Jones and other members of the state house have called for his immediate resignation. With waterfowl seasons approaching, the Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding hunters and backyard flock owners to be on the lookout for sick or strange acting birds. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, better known as HPAI, usually begins showing up in the fall. So far this year, HPAI has been confirmed in black vultures in Iredale County. We have much more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. In a case involving an entirely different type of flu, the State Department of Health and Human Services reported the first human flu death for the 25-26 season on Wednesday. The person's name and home county were not released. Now, the health department is going to host a drive-through flu clinic tomorrow from 9 until 2. Bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available to those who don't have insurance. World Singing Day is coming up October 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only to show up at the depot at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting the event in North Carolina this year. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.